Welcome to the Claim Hunters. I am Chris Tidball, an executive claim consultant with Subro IQ, where we routinely find our clients significant amounts of trapped cash. On our show, we will explore the epidemic of trapped cash across not only the insurance industry, but the global business landscape. Our guests bring a unique perspective on challenges faced by businesses that impact their bottom line. We believe that everyone has a great story to tell, and this is the forum to tell it. We hope you enjoy today's episode and stick around to learn more about how you can be a guest in 20 minutes or less. Welcome to the Claim Hunters. I am with Angie Cabato from Marriott Vacation Worldwide. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So Marriott Vacation Worldwide, what is that? Tell me a little bit about it.
Oh, so we, back in 2011, before 2011, actually, we were part of the Marriott International Organization.
Okay.
After 2011, we spun off into our own company, Marriott Vacations Worldwide.
Okay.
So what we oversee is the timeshare business, the vacation ownership. So we have a lot of properties that are on the coast, such as Florida, California, Hawaii, that kind of thing.
Oh, terrible locations.
Maybe nowadays more so.
Well, yeah, that's true. Yeah. Yeah. So your background, I mean, you're in risk management.
Yes.
So what's your background?
So prior to risk management, actually, I was a workers' comp adjuster.
Okay.
And I fell into risk management, not on purpose.
Right.
You know, as an adjuster, you kind of see through the looking glass a little bit when you're handling all these claims for all different clients. And, you know, I started to think to myself, I'm interested in what they're doing. And so when the opportunity opened up back in 2019 to join, you know, MVW's risk management team, I jumped at the opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. So you're a separate entity than Marriott.
That's
right.
Correct.
So Marriott has their own risk management.
They do. And
you've got your own risk management.
Yes.
Any overlap at all?
No overlap. There might be some, you know, hey, you know, what's going on in your world? And is there anything we need to look out for? But other than that, not really.
So in your world, what kind of stuff do you look out for?
Well, I can tell you, historically, in my role, I've been the workers' comp expert.
Okay.
And so what things that I've been looking at are things that everyone's talking about, especially here at this conference, is medical inflation, litigation trends.
Okay.
You know, associate, we call them associates instead of employees. So when I say associate, that slips out. That's what I mean.
Okay.
So our associate advocacy, and just making sure that, you know, we are providing all those touch points that they need throughout their claim to prevent them from seeking help from an attorney. So that's on the work comp space, but now I am slowly dipping my toes into the general liability and property.
Fun. Okay.
So, that's what I'm learning currently, but what I'm realizing, it's similar situation with litigation being a focus, especially with premises liability.
So what, you know, the trends that you're seeing, right? You mentioned medical inflation, you know, bill inflation. Is that, how do you control that?
Very difficult to control that. It's easy to think it's completely out of your hands because you, as in risk management, you see it happening between the providers and the carriers,
right?
The argument. But realizing that you do have a little bit of control, because as long as you have the data, you can analyze that data, get some insights, you can see which jurisdictions are billing, you know, higher than others and why.
Right.
So something that came up that was interesting is the fact that on the West Coast, you see a lot more providers using codes, billing codes that aren't, what's the term that I'm thinking here? They're bundled codes.
Oh, yeah.
So they're able to list any and all, you know, services under
the bundled code.
And the insurance company under law has to pay it. And so realizing that that's happening, and then you can go in and maybe have a nurse go in and vouch for you.
Right.
You can, on the bill review process, call it out and say, you know, that this needs to go under this other code. So, I mean, as long as you're aware, I think awareness is the key factor here. And knowing that as long as you can make your carrier aware or your TPA aware, and then also partner with the clinics, because at the end of the day, they're treating your employees, right? So if they want to keep seeing your employees, build that relationship and let them know, hey, you're taking a deep look into what they're doing.
Yeah. So are you negotiating bills down with clinics?
Not directly.
Okay.
Not directly. So we utilize our carrier for that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you guys, so you have an internal risk management, but you've got an external carrier that
We
handles.
partner very closely with our insurance carrier.
Okay, so do you have like the upfront retention amount is yours and then they are the
Yes.
excess?
Yes. So we have a
Okay.
captive.
Okay, gotcha.
Yes. So up to a certain layer, it was retained. And
Okay.
then after that, the insurance carrier will cover the
Okay.
bills.
So you've got a lot of people on vacation. You got to see some crazy stuff. You got
Yes.
any good claims you could share with us?
Oh my goodness.
Something funny that stands
I
out?
can't go into specifics, but what I will say is I have seen like spontaneous combustion of vehicles happen, which is pretty crazy.
Yeah.
I have seen someone very angry and deciding to chase someone around an entire property. It's some crazy things tend to
Yeah.
happen for sure.
I mean, that's the great thing about claims. It's like every day is different. You
Yes.
know, the claims come across your desk and it's pretty rare. I mean, you have routine rear-enders and stuff like that. But in the world of, you know, work comp and the world of general liability, I mean, there really aren't two claims that are the same. And,
Definitely.
you know, so, I mean, do you run into issues? You know, one of the themes that we've talked a lot about, you know, fraud, accidents that are either didn't happen or injuries that are exaggerated. I mean, do you come across stuff like
Oh,
that?
absolutely. And I think mo sadly more now than ever.
Yeah. Why do you think that is?
So I can only speculate,
Sure.
but based on what I'm seeing, I think just the current environment, the state of affairs of the world,
Yeah.
when people feel like they're in a pressure cooker,
Yeah.
they tend to make those type of decisions.
Right.
And I do tend to see that kind of behavior and those type of claims coming more.
Right.
And socioeconomically, you can see that
Yeah.
effect.
I wonder, you know, it would be interesting to know, and maybe you do because you guys are worldwide. So, you know, in the United States, I mean, we are a really, really fast-paced, very complicated society. Do you think you see the same type of claims in, say, like Bora Bora?
No,
No.
we, I think in the US, we're very litigation minded.
Yeah.
Internationally, you don't see nearly the same amount of claims
Okay.
litigated. And if they do, they tend to resolve pretty quickly.
Really? Yeah, so I guess we could probably learn from our, you know, friends overseas. Yeah, because it does seem like, you know, obviously we're all here at a conference and there's a lot of lawyers and a lot of carriers and there are these overarching themes. I mean, it's the medical inflation, but it's the rising tide of litigation. I mean, it seems that, and maybe you run into this with, you know, third-party litigation funding. It seems that now every single person that's ever hung a shingle can afford to go to trial. And it seems like they are going to trial and, you know, tugging on the heartstrings of juries. And we're seeing some really, really crazy nuclear verdicts.
Yeah. And do you notice, well, do you personally think the generational gaps also have something to do with that? Like the juries being of a certain generation versus in the past?
It's possible. Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, me, you know, I mean, being older and you being more callous. But again, I've been in this industry my whole life, so I'm pretty jaded. I mean, I'll be upfront about that. But I do think that when you take life's hard knocks, you become less, you know, sympathetic. I mean, it's like, you know, look, you were in this accident, but you're half at fault for the accident. So I'm only giving you half as much
Yes.
money. Whereas younger kids, I think, are very idealistic. I've got, you know, my kids are younger. I've got, you know, one, I guess they'd be a millennial and then like a couple of Gen Zs. I mean, and I think that they're a little bit idealistic, you know, they're young. I mean, they haven't been jaded yet. And if you hear a sad story, I mean, there's some really, you know, sad cases that go to trial and they make you want to cry and you should cry. Any normal person would, but there's no liability. And you've got to prove liability and damages. And a lot of people don't understand that.
Agree with you. And I am a millennial, so I
Right.
completely understand where you're coming from. And I feel that when I speak to my friends
Yeah.
who are my age and who are not in this industry,
Right.
sometimes it's hard for me to insert and be like, well, based on my experience and
Yeah.
what I do for a living,
Yeah.
I actually think it's this way. So yeah, it's definitely difficult
Yeah.
to bridge that emotion versus logic.
Yeah, it is. And I don't know what the solution is. I mean, we've got a jury system. It's been in place for ever and ever and ever and ever. I've talked with attorney friends who have, you know, suggested maybe we create a new profession of professional jurors, that they, all they really focus on is, you know, logic versus take the emotion out of it. I don't know if that works. I don't know if that's a system anywhere in the world. I mean, it's just, you know, maybe worth exploring.
I think it's a fascinating concept.
Yeah. I mean, but then you get people that are too jaded. You know, you spend 30 years as a professional juror, and
you have to rehabilitate them.
Exactly. You know, or do you, you know, I don't know. Do you rotate people out of, you know, every 10 years? I don't know. It's, you know, I what I do know is we're on a bad trajectory in terms of medical inflation's going up. I mean, on the non-medical side, parts prices are going up. The whole supply chain costs are going up. You know, so we do need to figure out a solution. And I think this is a great forum to do that.
Great.
You know, just bringing, you know, folks to CLM. You know, it's you know, really only once a year for the big one, but staying involved and getting involved at the local level. Are you part of the Orlando Queens Association?
So I was now made aware at this annual conference
okay.
that it's being revamped,
okay.
the Orlando ones.
Uh-huh.
I am looking forward to being more active.
Okay, good.
But I have attended the Tampa chapter.
Okay.
So, but it is exciting to be here at the annual conference. It is my first time here.
Yeah.
And seeing all the plans for the future,
right.
and the energy that's being brought.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I really do look forward to becoming more and more
involved. Oh, yeah. Well, you should, because you are the future. Right. I mean, you mentioned you're a millennial, so you're the future leaders of tomorrow. And, you know, being here and showing that initiative, I think it's awesome.
Thank you.
It's awesome. So if people want to learn more about Marriott Worldwide.
Marriott Vacations Worldwide.
Yes. Where do they go? What do they do?
I mean, first spot could be the website, MarriottVacationsWorldwide.com.
Okay.
And I would say maybe visit a local one.
Okay.
We have resorts all over, especially like I mentioned in the states that border the coast.
Right.
There's probably one near you. You can just okay. stop by, check out the sales gallery.
Yeah.
See, you know, what could interest you. We offer different packages, different styles based on, you know, your the type of vacations you want to have,
yeah.
how much time you want to spend in one. So
do you absolutely. Do you recommend them?
So I do. I
okay.
do. I think there's, if you research
uh-huh.
and you think about, okay, this is how much vacation time I can allot a
right.
year, and you structure the program that way, it can definitely benefit.
Yeah, that's great. Great. Well, Angie, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you.
And if anyone in the audience wants to be on the show, head over to subroiq.com and hit the podcast button. Great. Thank you.
Awesome.
That was great. Thanks.
Thank you very
much. Nice to meet you.
Likewise.
Thank you for joining the Claim Hunters. We hope you enjoyed our show. If you would like to share your story, head on over to subroiq.com and click the YouTube button.